Questions 31 through 35. Look at the questions. Then listen to part of a lecture in a sociology class.
Many parents think video games are a waste of time, that kids who play video games all day aren't learning anything, or if they do learn anything, it's not anything practical or useful in the real world. But I think that's all wrong. I think video games teach kids lots of things that are quite useful. For example, when you play a game, you learn how to do something. You learn how to use the controls, for example. And the more a game simulates real-world activities, which today many games do, the more you learn to do things that are practical. Also, game controllers have evolved a lot over the past few years. Almost anything can be used to control a game these days. I've seen drums, bicycles, hammers, canoe paddles, a pool cue, even a sushi chef's knife. These are all real-world objects that require skill to use. Games can teach us how to use these things better. But there's lots more to be learned. Things like pattern recognition, how things go together, how things are arranged. In fact, video gamers often do very well on tests of spatial relationships, which is associated with intelligence. Gamers also learn how to multitask and take in multiple sources of information at once to make decisions. We know learning is taking place because we can observe it. People who practice things get better at them. They learn how to do the task at hand. If your score on a video game goes up over time, it's because you've learned how to play it better. Now, when it comes to interactive games, where you're playing with or against other people, rather than just the computer, things get really interesting. Let's have a closer look at this.